You're listening to SBS News.
Bougainville people want their say on the question of independence for their province from Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea citizens from Bougainville living in Australia, like environmental scientist Junior Navera, have been enrolling to vote for a referendum they hope will create a new Pacific nation.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm the first person to register here in Brisbane, and I'm so excited. I'm pumped to, you know, to vote for independence for Bougainville, so I'm ready.
The referendum will ask if the people of Bougainville want greater autonomy from Papua New Guinea or full independence. Like most enrolling in Australia to vote, Teachers' Aide Martha Carroll overwhelmingly supports the latter option.
I mean, we're already autonomous, so it's definitely independence all the way. Yep, definitely.
Bougainville's civil war erupted 30 years ago when landowners revolted over the world's biggest copper mine run by Rio Tinto on their island. Panguna, the mine, has not reopened since. Martha Carroll was 16 when she fled the brutal conflict that claimed up to 20,000 lives.
The riot squad turned up on a Sunday morning in our village firing guns. The army, the choppers came. They burnt down all the houses. It was scary.
30 years after Papua New Guinea used Australian-donated helicopters to fight Bougainville's people, Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne visited last month, offering help to, in her words, ensure a credible and a peaceful and an inclusive referendum process. The vote is set for October for now, but preparations have been patchy. Northern Ireland peace broker, former Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern, has been appointed referendum commissioner and visited Bougainville last week.
And I've made this point that I need some time. But I can tell you, this will be finished in the year of 2019 and our decision will be made. But to do it the way people are asking me and requesting me, I need time.
In Australia, Bougainville people are ready. Augusta Tagui is in Brisbane studying international business at university. She is too young to remember the conflict, but wants independence.
I know for myself, when I finish here, I want to go back and help. So I'm just here for education and getting the experience and going back to help my homeland.
Questions persist over the economic viability of an independent state of 300,000 people and if the mine should reopen. Despite a peace agreement, not all weapons have been surrendered. The referendum result is non-binding and must be ratified by Papua New Guinea's parliament under the government of Prime Minister James Marape.
Bougainville stands in our face as one of the most important agendas before our government, and we will give every best endeavour to ensure that Bougainville receives our greatest support.
Bougainville people like Martha Carroll are optimistic the worst is behind them and the future is theirs.
It's going to be hard, but, you know, we've come through this far, so hopefully, not hopefully, we will get through it. Yep.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.